Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends competing for your investment dollars. The definition of the cannabis consumer is changing, and so is the business of the industry. At the forefront of this new wave of thinking is premium cannabis company MedMen Enterprises, trading under the ticker MMEN. Breaking the stoner stereotype to bring marijuana to the mainstream is its mission statement, and is doing so with 13 operating dispensaries across the United States, employing more than 800 people. The company listed on the Canadian Securities Exchange on May 29th, and before the listing, it was valued at $1.6 billion U.S. by investors, making it the first cannabis unicorn company based in the U.S. As consumption becomes legal in more and more states, it also becomes more conventional as a means to treat medical issues. In states where cannabis is legal for recreational purposes, consumers can buy everything from buds, edibles, creams, sprays, drops, and even dog treats. The company also uses a vertically integrated business model in states that allow it. MedMen was co-founded in 2010 by CEO Adam Bierman and COO Andrew Modlin. In March 2018, the company announced its cross-border joint venture partnership with Cronos Group called MedMen Canada. This JV plans to open stores across Canada, develop products and retail facilities for the recreational market. Stockhouse caught up with Adam Bierman to talk about MedMen's debut on the CSE and what it means for the company and how it's redefining the cannabis shopping experience. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start with the big news. MedMen is now on the CSE. What went into making this happen?
How long do you have on this podcast?
We got all day.
This is 8.5 years in the making. Andrew and I started this company in 2010, and it's most certainly gone through its iterations. But I think what's important to understand is this is a brand new industry, and as we build this business, we're also building an industry at the same time, and there are no paved roads. There is no clear path. And so I think, you know, a huge kind of component piece to our success thus far, and it'll continue to be going forward, is the fact that we're not, you know, set in our ways. We are open to kind of seizing the opportunity as it presents itself and, you know, paving the road going forward. So, you know, we started as operators. We ended up building a management company. We then launched a private equity business. We launched a holding company January 15th of 2018 and contributed the assets into the holding company. Now that holding company is going public and has gone public on the CSE. So for us, it's not maybe as much of a shock as for a lot of other people. For us, it's just part of the continued process and path that we're on, which we started in 2010. And even back then, it was how do you build a $25 to $50 billion business that happens to operate within the cannabis industry? And, you know, these are the steps that we feel compelled to take to get us there.
And now, what will trading on the CSE mean for MedMen's overall business growth?
I think it means a lot. And I think, you know, the historical kind of context here has to do with industry first and kind of MedMen second, right? From an industry perspective, this really is providing access to people from all over the world to share in the growth and excitement around U.S. cannabis. Up to now, there hasn't really been a pure play U.S. Cannabis company that I think has enough scale or size to really whet the appetite of those global investors. And as, you know, the largest marijuana company in the country, we provide that access. And so I think what it means is you've got, you know, people from all over the world that are interested and excited in this space. They can buy our stock on the CSE, and then they can share in all of this with us. And by sharing in all this with us, they become evangelists, not only for MedMen, but more importantly for the industry as a whole. So, you know, that's really exciting to me. It's a 3-week roadshow leading up to the public listing, and, you know, 2 continents, 3 countries, you know, kind of all over the place, and just getting in front of and educating investors all over the world is something I'm really excited about. So I think by being public, there'll just be more visibility into our business, and by people being able to participate, just more excitement around the long-term viability of our industry as a whole.
For investors who are new to your company, what sets MedMen apart from other cannabis businesses in this space?
I think what we're most proud of at MedMen is that from the beginning, we have not become distracted and we have stayed on mission. The mission is to build a $25 to $50 billion business, and the manner in which we're going to do that is by building the strongest brand, the most brand equity, in the most important marijuana markets on the globe at the outset. There's a reason we're up yet. There's a reason that, you know, we're not even operating in Canada yet. There's a reason we're not in any state in the U.S. other than California, Nevada, and New York. And that's because we continue to stay focused. And if you can build the strongest brand with the most brand equity in the most important market, and then people can have that relationship, build a relationship, share it with their friends, and, you know, that's how we're going to build this. So I think at the end of the day, what sets us apart is just sheer size from, you know, a scope perspective, kind of nationwide. We're the only bi-coastal marijuana business in the U.S. We're the only business with operations in California, active operations in California and New York. We're also in Las Vegas, Nevada, which we believe to be the third most important marijuana market on the globe today, with 40 million plus visitors, you know, coming to Vegas on an annual basis, and then taking that brand and bringing it back home with them. I think that's what sets us apart. It's our focus. And as a result of our focus, it's our infrastructure with over 800 employees, and the systems to continue to scale. This isn't a question of whether we can continue to scale and execute. The infrastructure and the systems are there. This isn't a question of whether, you know, we can roll out a brand that resonates with people. We've already done that. This isn't a question of whether, you know, people want to buy cannabis. Even before MedMen, people wanted to buy cannabis. The latest Cowen report came out and said they're projecting $75 billion plus a year just in the U.S. alone, right? So it's all of those factors together. And I think, you know, if you're really going to talk about what sets us apart, it's track record. This is 8.5 years in the making. And, you know, we've gone through, as I said earlier, a lot of iterations to get to where we are, but the track record speaks for itself. We can stay focused. We can execute. And that's what's gotten us to where we are today, and that's what will continue to help us grow to where we eventually ultimately will end up.
Right, and what you've accomplished is really impressive. MedMen is the largest fully integrated multi-state cannabis company in the U.S., as you said. How has management achieved this level of success?
I think the biggest answer is our attitude. It's a, you know, from the beginning, and it's something that's more personal to me than Andrew, even prior to starting MedMen. You know, we have a why not attitude, and that's something that is inside of us. That is something that we have, you know, shared with and created, you know, and integrated into kind of the fabric of our business, and that's something that we continue to, you know, wake up and check ourselves on a daily basis. Why not? Right? Why not? Why can't you build a legitimate marijuana business? That was 8 years ago. A lot of people told you all the reasons, you know, why they weren't excited or interested or didn't believe it was going to happen, but nobody could give us a great reason as to why not. So we put our head down and we went to work. You know, why not? Why can't you go do what we've done, launch the management fund? Why can't we launch private equity businesses and have them be some of the most successful private equity funds in history, which they ultimately will be? Why not? You know, why can't you now, as the largest, you know, U.S. cannabis company, why can't you go up to Canada and take advantage of the fact that the CSC wants to be a partner to, you know, U.S. cannabis? Why not? There's a lot of reasons that it might seem difficult and you might be paving new paths, but why not? You know, yes, it was arduous. Yes, it took, you know, 6+ months of all our blood, sweat, and tears to put it all together, but why not? And then the why not will continue. Why can't you build the preeminent mainstream marijuana brand in the world? And why can't that brand and that business be a $25 to $50 billion market cap?
Your shops have been referred to as the Apple Store of weed. What is the MedMen in-store experience like?
Well, I'm flattered by the comparison. Andrew likes to take more personal pride in it, but I'll take the comparison all day long. If we can do half of what Apple's done in building their business, I think we'll have really, you know, provided a ton of value to our investors and shareholders, and we'll have accomplished quite a lot. So I'm flattered. Thank you for that. The in-store experience is pretty basic. And it's basic in that it's just a mainstream retail experience. I think what feels revolutionary about it is the fact that it happens to be that the product inside the store is marijuana, right? And so I think if you strip out the cannabis and you just look at it as a retail experience, it makes perfect sense, right? We're borrowing best practices from retail, you know, in the same manner that we're borrowing best practices from all the other business lines that we're in. We borrow best practices from agriculture, big agriculture. We borrow best practices from, you know, real science and manufacturing. And we borrow best practices from retail. So, I mean, what makes me proud is when, you know, I show up at a store and I see a complete cross-section of society shopping there, void of stigma, with pride. And, you know, those people walking out of that store with that red MedMen bag in their hand, proud to have that bag. It might as well be a Bloomingdale's bag or a Nordstrom's bag or a Tiffany's bag. It just happens to be a MedMen bag. Right, and that's the experience. The experience is normalizing this, mainstreaming this, so that people can feel comfortable integrating it into their daily lives.
Nice. Cannabis regulations, they can vary from state to state. What are some challenges that you've found keeping the business consistent?
The second time in the interview. How long do we have? look, it's a challenge every day. And it's back to what I said earlier, and it's not just regulatory, it's everything. It's a challenge when you are paving fresh roads. You don't know what's up ahead, and you've got to be prepared, and you've got to have the team around you that are expert enough to help navigate whatever it is that's next. So, you know, regulatory is something we take very seriously. It's something we're really passionate about. Our government affairs team is something that is a team that I would go put up against any government affairs team in any industry and feel great about. And, you know, the way we look at that is it's a partnership with government, right? Because the same way that we're paving a new path, government in each one of these states is doing the same thing, right? Yesterday, marijuana was illegal in that state. And then tomorrow, marijuana is not only legal, but has a commercial program, you know, in place. And so that transition is paving new paths for those electeds and those regulators. And the more that we can partner with them and understand what they're thinking and how they're thinking about it and how we can help, then the more that we can plan for what that ultimate future looks like. So, you know, it's all a challenge. It's a challenge every time we enter a new market. It's also a challenge just operating in the markets that exist as they exist today, as they continue to evolve. And I think the key is having our finger on the pulse, and being proactive and getting ready for change as opposed to being reactive. And I think that's been a real edge of ours, getting to where we are today. And it's something that, you know, we certainly will continue to develop as we continue to scale this business.
When it comes to paving these new paths, like you said, the cannabis industry, it's been called the Wild West by the media right now, and MedMen operating on the wild frontier, it seems. So where do you see the business in 5 years' time?
Well, I don't think you'll be calling it the Wild West anymore. I mean, this is the fastest growing industry in the country. It's definitely the most exciting industry on the globe. And then the underlying, you know, kind of the underlying facts, which are inarguable facts, are that where marijuana is legal, society is safer, society is healthier, and society is happier. It's impossible to argue those three things. And so in 5 years, I think you're talking about this industry being the industry that was the exit to our opiate crisis. I think 5 years from now, you're talking about this industry as, you know, an industry that, you know, people are looking at as, you know, industry worth hundreds of billions of dollars and a sound, you know, long-term investment strategy. 5 years from now, I think that you're looking at this industry and you're talking about the way in which it is integrated in with more mainstream industries, and partnerships have been formed. And through those partnerships, the industry itself has even become more mainstream. I think 5 years from now, you know, you talk about even, you know, getting away from more serious things like, you know, opiate abuse, talking about alcohol substitution, right? Back to the healthier and happier part of this world. Like, I think that 5 years from now, you're looking at the substitute effects this has for alcohol. And I think you see people choosing cannabis, zero calories, zero hangover, zero recorded overdose deaths in the history of the world. I think you see people, you know, over 5 years replacing alcohol with that And I think as a consequence, society getting that much safer and that much healthier. I think all those things will happen in 5 years, and I think 5 years will feel like a blink of an eye.
Breaking stereotypes to make cannabis mainstream. For MedMen Enterprises, that's more than just a catchphrase. It is the cornerstone of its business model. In the eyes of many investors, this will represent a foundation for success. MedMen is trading on the CSE on their MMEN. This is Jonathan Brown. I have been speaking with MedMen CEO Adam Bierman. Thanks for spending time with me today, Adam.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.